A little original music by Üsküdar Eclectic. Üsküdar, by the way, is a densely populated part of Istanbul. And this music, the trio plays bouzouki, classical guitar, and dumbek. Now, there's no traditional band that plays these three instruments. Üsküdar Eclectic has a Turkish bass, but is inspired by the music of different countries and different eras, and they use all of these influences to write and rearrange music, like Transphilologia, which is under us right now.
That's what we exactly enjoy. I think we have all three of us have diverse taste of music, and we just take the opportunity and come up with new music that might contain all of these different elements from different places in the world, different time measures, different melodies, different harmonic elements, etc.
How did Transphilologia come about?
So Transphilologia is a piece that I composed very recently in Minnesota. It's a really a made-up word, but the word corresponds to, it's beyond the words, beyond what you can say. It's something that I wrote for my wife.
When you brought it to the other guys in the group, what did they say?
So actually they liked it, and they had also additional ideas that they added and contributed to the piece. Like Greg added the harmony component that the bouzouki is playing on top of the guitar bass line and the melody line on the guitar. And Steven added the percussion components.
We're speaking with Yajan Aryaman. He's a member of Üsküdar Eclectic. Now, one of the things eclecticians do is to take already existing songs but find new meters for them or find new instrumental combinations. And you did this with an ancient Sephardic Jewish melody.
That's what we did with the song Kashmir Sephardic. Kashmir is a widely known song by Led Zeppelin. We just changed the meter of it from a basic time measure of 8 to a 9/8, and you know, realized that it really fits well with an old ancient melody with Sephardic roots, and then we built upon that song.
What kind of mental process is it, if you can explain it, that enables you to find different settings than the usual ones for old melodies?
It just happened, you know, I was listening to this Sephardic melody called Siverias, and it just occurred to me that it could match well with the chord progression that starts the popular song Kashmir, but of course the meters did not really match. So I had to come up with a way to change the meter of the Kashmir, keeping the same chord progression, and then realize that, you know, they actually go nicely together. And then it led to new ideas within the group, and then that's how we came up with that.
Whoa, let the sun beat down upon my face, stars to fill my train. I'm a traveler of both time and space to be where I have been. Stay with elders of the gentle race, world has seldom seen. Dark old days for which they sit and wait, all will be revealed.
What are your audiences saying about songs like Dera, which is a Turkish song that you put spins to?
Actually, I have a friend of mine in Minnesota who was born in the same location that the song is originating from. She listened to it, of course. Until now, she has heard the song many times, performed by traditional instruments like saz or bağlama, since elementary school. But now, when she hears it in the way we perform, I think that that sounds interesting to her, and I can tell that she enjoys enjoys the song.
What do Minnesotans say when they hear something that's Turkish but with your spin on it? What kind of response do you get?
Well, I think when they hear that particular song, Dere Geliyor Dere, first of all, I think the meter, because it's odd, it's not something that they have a lot of experience with, they find it a little peculiar, but I think there's also an attractive aspect of it as well for them. They find it palatable, in my opinion. And they also hear the, you know, Buzuki solo that is performed by Greg Hegers right in the middle of the tune, which is not a very traditional thing to do for a Turkish song. And, you know, they sort of, I guess, fit it in their mind to perhaps a more popular or rock or Western-based music as well. So I like to believe that they enjoy it.
Üsküdar Eclectic, and eclectic is right. They're a little Turkish, a little Balkan, and a little American and rock and roll. For information, on the way to Üsküdar.com. Üsküdar is spelled U-S-K-U-D-A-R. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.